Representative Elise Stefanik, maskless voters facing illegal voter suppression in NY election. By Catherine Hamilton on November 2, 2021. Maskless voters are reportedly facing illegal voter suppression while attempting to participate in New York's general election, Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, warned on Tuesday. Team Elise is receiving reports from some towns and cities that voters are being told they must wear a mask in order to vote. Let us be very clear. This is illegal voter suppression, the Congresswoman tweeted in part. The New York State Constitution is clear, nothing can inhibit a legal voter from going to cast their ballot in person. There is currently no mandate requiring a voter to wear a mask to go vote, despite what a Democrat poll worker will try to tell you. Stefanik blamed Democrats, who for a year have claimed Republicans are attempting to suppress minority voters with voter integrity legislation, for the reported voter suppression. She called on voters to record the names and locations of any poll workers who deny them the right to vote because of face masks. The work of certified Republican poll watchers has never been more important to hold the line and report this illegal activity immediately to your local board elections as well as our office, she said. Tuesday marks election day for New York, where several high-profile races will be decided, including the contest for New York City mayor. Since current Mayor Bill de Blasio cannot run for re-election, voters must choose new leadership as the city faces an increase in violent crime and a crippled economy. Democrat Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams is projected to beat Republican Curtis Sliva, which is unsurprising considering Democrats outnumber Republicans in the city's five boroughs by a 6-to-1 margin, Wall Street Journal reported. New York is not the only state reportedly experiencing suppression of maskless voters. According to several reports, voters in Virginia were being told they must wear a face mask to vote, an action the commissioner of the Virginia Department of Elections reportedly condemned. Republicans are less likely to wear face masks, meaning Republicans were potentially being denied the right to vote during one of the most high-stakes governor's races in the U.S. between Republican Glenn Youngkin and Democrat Terry McAuliffe.